There was an emptiness, Luther thought, that came hand in hand with living forever. When he was human, Luther thought the idea of immortality meant that you'd live forever.
Cat! Wake up! Cat! I'm not the vampire!
I assume that you finished your NYU application, since you're so ahead of the curve.
I'm working on it.
You write faster than anyone I know, Cat.
That's not original. I'm just, you know, I'm borrowing the characters for a bit. There's no...
responsibility?
Expectation.
But there was a reason they called vampires the undead.
Look, man, I know you loved this show, but I also know vampires weren't your endgame. If I don't start trying to get you to diversify, you're always gonna be that vampire guy.
Walking through life this close to humanity, Luther felt the impossibility of existing forever.
Well, at least you got one thing out of the way.
What do you mean?
The fanfiction contest? You found your winner.
This lunatic? No way.
This is good. I like this part, the bit that's like a life stolen, pumping through his veins, keeping him warm as another body grew cold in his wake.
Cat Wright, Warren has personally selected you as the winner of our first official Bloodlines fanfiction contest. You're really, really talented. Warren can't wait to meet you.
Excuse me?
And as Bex took his hand, and her eyes grew wide with surprise and fear.
Not all TV needs to be about pain and suffering. Not all great entertainment has to revolve around destruction.
Oh, good, because...
it's just that mine does.
What?
Luther wondered if this would ever stop feeling so simultaneously invigorating and appalling.
Really? Because it sounds like this is about you being terrified. You can't be successful without me.
Wow.
Of course I'm mad! It's ruined everything! Any chance of me just going off and being anyone other than that fangirl is gone!
For what it is worth, I've always liked the fandom freak. That girl was my best friend. But this girl, I don't know her, and I don't want to.
Somewhere between them, Luther thought, there was a person who could simply be satisfied with the life they were given.
That Vampire Show, a new audio drama from Tandon Productions, premieres on Tuesday, May 3rd, and airs every Tuesday after that. But Kat and Warren's journey doesn't just take place in our podcast. Their story is a big one, and we're telling it across multiple platforms online. If you want to find out all of the ways that you can get to know Kat, Warren, and our other characters before our premiere and throughout the whole show, visit our website, tandonproductions.com, and click on That Vampire Show on the homepage. And be sure to follow at That Vamp Show on social media so that you never miss an update. We can't wait to share Kat's story with you.